The shooting of Walter Scott seemed like a more straightforward case than many other instances where police have shot unarmed black men. Scott's death in 2015 was videotaped by a witness. After a traffic stop, Scott was running away from police officer Michael Slager when Slager shot him in the back. Yesterday, a jury in South Carolina said it could not reach a verdict. Walter Scott's mother, Judy Scott, spoke outside of the courthouse.
See, I don't care how it looks. It's not over. Y'all hear me? It's not over. So God say it's over.
Joining us now is Chris Stewart, the lawyer for the Scott family. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like you to begin by expanding on what Judy Scott just said. It's not over. You described this trial as round one when you spoke outside the courthouse yesterday. Explain that.
You know, it was just to make sure that hopelessness didn't spread across the country, especially for African-American communities, because this case isn't over. This was the leading case for what appeared to everybody, black or white, of obvious killing of somebody by a police officer. And to hear that it was a hung jury could cause pandemonium and despair. And that's not what we wanted to give to the country.
And also, legally speaking, there are more trials to come.
Exactly. You know, the solicitor is going to try her case again in state court, and the Department of Justice is going to proceed with their case.
The evidence in this trial seemed so compelling. The video of the killing was very explicit. Why do you think the jury deadlocked?
Well, from multiple sources, we've heard that it was 11-1 for a guilty verdict. And I just believe that one person who was holding out had probably already made up their mind before the trial even started that they wouldn't send a police officer to jail, which is, you know, not following the law or the case.
What do you think it might have been? Was it the fact that this was a police officer on trial, the fact that it was a white man shooting a black man, certain facts of the case maybe from before the video began? Have you thought about why this one person couldn't convict?
I don't want to say that it was because the person was racist, because I don't call someone racist unless I know them and know that for a fact. You know, that's an unfair label unless you can prove it. But I do know for a fact that everybody, they have a bias towards police officers and their actions, and that has to be overcome, which is why it's so difficult to prosecute an officer that's done wrong.
How do you see this fitting into the larger series of police shootings of unarmed black men, many of which have not resulted in convictions?
Yeah, you know, it was a missed opportunity. You know, sadly, I've had too much experience in this. You know, I represent Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Gregory Towns here in Georgia. It happens too much, and I think the country, and specifically African Americans, really just wanted to see that for once they can get justice in the judicial system.
How do you keep it from getting you down when you've represented so many clients in similar circumstances and so rarely seen a conviction come out of it?
Because you have to keep trying. I feel personally that what I'm doing is protecting, of course, the community, but also protecting the majority of the phenomenal police officers that are in the country. You know, I hate when people use broad labels saying that every cop is bad and every cop abuses people. That's just not true. You know, I have a lot of friends that are cops. I work with the police officers a lot, and most of them are phenomenal, but there are the bad seeds that do stuff and label the entire group, just like every African-American isn't a thug or a bad person. But labels sometimes take over and people start believing it.
Knowing what the family has been through already, do you worry about what a federal trial, a retrial in this case, is going to do to them again?
I mean, it was very stressful. You know, the 5 weeks was tough on everybody. But they're so determined to get justice for Walter that they would put up with about anything.
Chris Stewart is the lawyer for the family of Walter Scott. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.